We're pleased to be joined here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com by NFL insider from ESPN, none other than Adam Kaplan. Adam, great to see you.
Good to see you guys. You know, I haven't seen you guys in like 9 months, but it's good to see you. And glad to be here at the 16th combine, I think it is. Started in 2001. And it's an unbelievable media frenzy here. Over 1,000 credentials, Chris.
It's amazing.
We're giving out. I mean, when Tony Pauline, a friend of yours, I know, as well as mine, when Tony Pauline and I came to our first combine, I guesstimated about 75 media members came here. And, of course, it wasn't in here in Lucas Oil Stadium. It was at the RCA Dome.
Yep.
The things have certainly changed over the years.
It's interesting going back to RCA Dome because you had the crossway from, like, the hotel
yes,
to
you
the
remember
stadium.
That. Yes,
of course,
I missed that access, man.
Yes.
You know?
So what is it that goes on here at the Combine from the league standpoint with all the teams and all the agents I know are gathering for their annual meeting? What is the dynamic that takes place here in Indianapolis?
Well, from a draft standpoint, obviously, team doctors are here. Executives are here. They're going to watch the workouts. The interviews are unbelievably important. So that's great. You can gather all that information. Medical is obviously also very, very big. And then there's the other part for free agency. Teams are gathering information. They're meeting with agents. That is imperative to figure out where things are going to go. And obviously, Chip Kelly, Ed Manowitz, Roseman, and Jake Rosenberg, they're all get together and they're figure out what they can do with their own free agents. And also, you know, the other thing is, you know, you try to figure out what the landscape is. You're kind of exchanging numbers, kind of seeing where the market goes to each position. That's what I'm doing. I talked to 10 cap managers since I've been here, just trying to get an idea of where cornerback's going. Wide receiver, tight end, Chris, offensive lineman. The only deals that really get done here, and you can only re-sign your own free agents, but very few of them get done because those players want to know what the market's going to be like. So I wouldn't panic when you see reports out there, oh, my God, they might not bring this guy back. Well, we're still earlier. We have over 2 weeks, Chris, so still early here in free agency.
All right, let's touch on the Eagles free agents. They have 10 in all, and the one that Eagles fans want to know about mainly is wide receiver Jerry Maclin. What can you provide in terms of how that negotiation is going?
I think, first of all, I said on NFL Insiders on ESPN back in early December that it was pretty much a lock that Maclin would turn with a long-term deal. That was before I found out that he changed agents. He went from Ben Dogra to Tom Condon. These are former partners with CAA. They're both phenomenal agents. Condon's a legend in this business, but he's a different working relationship, Chris, than Ben Dogra does with the Eagles. So you kind of have to reset and figure it out together. Maclin wants to be back. The Eagles want him back. But right now I think it's going to probably go up to the wire. And sense I get is that they're probably not going to, or at least don't want to, use their franchise tag on them. That's a high cap number. Now, again, things could change. Who knows? But everybody wants to get together and get this done, but it takes time. And do not panic if you see reports out there, oh, my God, he might not come back. Don't worry about that. It matters at 4 p.m. Eastern, Chris, on March 10th.
What a great whining voice right there. So
fans whine.
We've heard it before. So.
Fans whine on message boards. Don't worry about it. Just have your faith here. If everybody's reasonable, it's going to get done. But, again, I think things change when he changes agents. I mean, that's just what happens.
Now, how have the front office changes of the Eagles affected negotiations, if they have at
all?
I
don't think it really has changed anything. Manowitz is, you know, Ed has kind of moved on the fast track here. And, you know, Chip has taken over, you know, overseas personnel. But Roseman and Jake Rosenberg are really good at contract negotiations. It should not be a big deal. But again, it's the dynamic of relationships and pushing forward here. But the good thing is you have time. Now, there is a change here at the top. I mean, you know, Chip is overseeing personnel, and this is a big move for them organizationally. Chris, from a football operations standpoint, we'll see how it works out.
Another free agent I want to ask you about, Brandon Graham. Someone who may want to get on the market because he has that versatility. He could play outside linebacker that he's shown for the Eagles, also play defensive end. Where do you see him ending up down the line?
I think both sides would like to get a deal done, but right there with Brandon Graham, he sees himself as a guy who should be seeing more snaps, not as a rotational guy, and he's still a young player who's really got himself together after first couple years, Chris. We've talked about this before, how he struggled, and then he got himself together. He's got so much energy. He's got great shape, and he's a good football player, so we'll see.
What do you think the Eagles will do to address the secondary? Because they have Malcolm Jenkins at safety, but Bradley Fletcher's scheduled to be a free agent. Nate Allen's scheduled to be a free agent. How do you see the Eagles going about trying to fix the secondary?
I think the Eagles will add a minimum of two cornerbacks. I think Kerry Williams, now they may or may not address his cap number, which is over $6 million. They have to make a decision on that. Trent Cole, they have to look at his contract, Chris, and see if that cap number is acceptable. My understanding is they have not approached Trent Cole for a pay cut or anything, so we'll see. I mean, Trent Cole, by the way, he should end his career as an Eagle. I mean, what a great – I mean, you want to have a guy like him around. Great leadership, so we'll see where that goes.
Second in franchise history.
Yeah,
sack,
and he'll go in the Eagles Hall of Fame whenever that is, whenever he retires. But I think the Eagles, again, we talk about cornerback adding through the draft and free agency, a minimum of two. And I think with the Eagles are in pretty good cap shape. I think that after they cut James Casey, they added $4 million. I think that they'll right out the chute, they're going to sign a cornerback. I don't know who it is yet. We'll have to see. But they need someone to play in that system that they run. And they need some. Speaking of running, they need corners who can run. I think that's the thing. They need to get more athletic at cornerback.
Any early draft buzz that you're hearing about the Eagles?
You know, people want to know, what are they going to do about quarterback? And we know everybody wants the Eagles to trade it for Mariota. I think it's highly, highly unlikely just because of the cost.
Now, you've been around the league for so long. Yeah. Have you ever seen any type of deal
like
that?
It's crazy. It's crazy. No, because, you know, we had Bill Polian on my local show in Philly, and Bill also talked about it on NFL Insiders on SportsCenter. It's hard to create a scenario because you would not only have to create – you would not only have to trade up and give up so many draft picks, you're going to have to give up players. You don't want to hurt your football team. Nick Foles is a good quarterback. If you give Nick Foles an offensive line that's healthy, and a running game that gets off to a better start, a better receiver core, he's probably have a pretty solid quarterback. Probably, I think, Chris, one of the top 10, 12 quarterbacks in the league. People probably think I'm crazy, but they've won a division, Chris, with Nick Foles.
Well, we thought you were crazy before, Adam.
Yes,
so
there's
nothing
older, you know?
New there. So ESPN NFL Insider Adam Kaplan, thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.